Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. I almost jeffed it again. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, where we told you to give yourself some damn credit.
Oh, yeah.
Today, for episode number 595, one giant breakthrough from group coaching.
So this week was session number 3 for group 1. So we have 2 groups. One is Ambitious Army. One is Gratitude with Attitude. Both are groups of 10. Absolutely crushing it. So this was the third session. The first session was on clarity. Second session was on consistency. Third session was a deep, honest conversation.
Yes. So I think this is an important distinction for everybody. And we're not going to go into all the specifics of the group coaching because we want to make sure that the value stays with the people who signed up there. But everybody has insecurities. Everybody has limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that you automatically put that on the table because, again, people see us here and they don't think that we have the limiting beliefs that they might have.
Right.
Right. So we literally said, okay, everybody, we want you to reflect on your limiting beliefs. Like, this is going to be a deep dive into yourself. Right. There's no, we're not going to go through any frameworks. Like, we're going to have a conversation here about what we're all experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the group coaching members wrote in the chat, I don't feel like I'm smart enough to succeed at the level I want to. And I appreciate that vulnerability. Alan appreciates that. And the entire group appreciated that. Mm-hmm. It was a really good conversation. And I said, okay, I want to, again, this is heart-driven. I love every single one of you in here, but it's no BS. I want to give you the honest truth. Honestly, you're probably not smart enough yet to get to where you want to go. And mm-hmm. that's actually good.
Right.
That's actually good. That's something that you and I have talked about. You and I were at Brant Pinvidick's house in California.
Mm-hmm.
He was cooking us on his hibachi grill. He was making us whatever it was. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you guys talking about business. And Brant was talking about how he was on the jet with Tony Robbins. And it was like, where the hell am I? How did I get here? And I remember after that, I was like, dude, I'm not smart enough. Like, I don't feel like I'm smart enough to hang in those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that I had to admit to myself. But upon admitting that, I actually gave myself permission to change it. And that's the change I was trying to instill in this person. It's like, look, you're not smart enough to get to where you want probably, but that's okay.
Right. You're one is.
No, right. Right. Neither are we.
Right. We're learning every day too.
Right.
Yeah.
You're smart enough to get to where you are.
Right.
And that's great.
Right.
Now we figure out how do you get. And when I say smart enough, I don't mean intellectually. I mean specifically on the things that you need to know.
Right, the things you need to learn.
Your personal development level, your habits, your... I'm not saying you're not an intelligent human being, but intelligence only gets you so far.
I think the really important thing to understand for anyone listening is that... And I use this often because it's so important. Just because Kevin and I can't climb Mount Everest right now... My bad, did I not start the timer?
Didn't even set the timer.
I apologize. Well, what is it going to be, 19 minutes from this moment?
I hope.
Okay, so the really important thing to understand, though, seriously, is if when we say you're not smart enough yet, it presupposes that you can go learn whatever you need to learn. And so if Kevin and I were to climb Mount Everest right now, neither one of us is capable of that without dying. Right now, genuinely,
yeah.
To get to the top of Mount Everest right now with no training, no guidance, no books, no, we never learned how to do it. You're not a climber.
No, neither am I.
Not. We can't right now. We would die. Okay, so therefore we can't. That doesn't mean we can't ever. If we decide right now we want to climb Mount Everest in 10 years and we spent the next decade training our cardiovascular system, training with the right guides, training with the right books, learning about, you know, snow and all the different survival techniques, of course we could. So when Kevin says you're not smart enough yet, that's everything. So don't make the mistake of this person's limiting belief was I'm not smart enough. See, that's a blanket statement. What you have to say is that one little reframe of I'm not smart enough yet. Because when you say I'm not smart enough yet, that presupposes you have to go learn. See, if you thought I'm smart enough to achieve all my goals, you'll stop learning. If you say I'm not smart enough to achieve my goals, you'll stop learning. When you say I'm not smart enough to achieve my goals yet, but I'm going to go learn how to do it, that's a different life. And I think that that's kind of what we're talking about here.
I was listening to a Bob Proctor speech at the Science of Prosperity, I think, or something like that. Mm.
But Science of Getting Rich.
That's another one. It's okay. A different one, I think.
Okay.
But he's talking about, he's like, I heard somebody say the other day that this person is very educated. They're very well educated. Mm. And he's like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, they learned a lot back in the day. Like, are they still educating themselves? There's a huge difference between being well educated and educating yourself.
Right.
And I think that's what this is. At the end of the day, it's like, I am not a good enough speaker yet to get to where I want to be. I'm not a good enough coach yet to get to where I want to be. That's okay. That's par for the course.
Right.
Also understanding that part of this journey, probably the biggest part, is growth.
Right.
You're always going to have a next level to grow to.
So just to clarify what Kevin just said, I'm not a good enough coach yet to get to where I want to be. That doesn't mean he's not a good enough coach to get to where he is now.
Right.
So you are a good enough coach to get to where you are now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And what we're talking about here is this idea, this simple idea that you must improve if you want to achieve more. So for example, and I'll just ask you this, Kev, real quick. Okay, we have an 11-person team. We have this podcast. We have 15 layers of the business model. We are doing more than we've ever done, and we are definitely challenged by keeping up with it all. Mm. Okay? And again, this is a deep and honest conversation with ourselves. I'm going to ask you this, and I want whatever your truth is, sincerely. Can we succeed at the level we want to succeed if we don't improve?
No.
Can you go into that?
When we were at Influencer, Tom Bilyeu took the stage and he said something very valuable. Basically, your knowledge, your habits, and what you're doing in life have actually gotten you as far as they can.
Yeah, and your skills.
Your skills, yeah. You have to level up your skills before the results come. So we're struggling to keep up right now with everything that we have. I struggle to imagine what it would be like hopping on a jet tonight to fly to Brazil to give a speech, right? Like that, we're not there yet. A good way of putting it is like, I love the video game analogy.
Same.
Right now, we're probably on level 5. I mean, think about it. We've been doing this for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
We don't have the armor that you need in level 31 to go against the boss there. Mm-hmm. We don't have the tools to go against somebody on level 8 yet, right? Like, that is what this game is. This is why the fundamentals are so important. This is why consistency is so important. Somebody said to me the other day, and I also want to pivot because we do have another thing to tie this into, but somebody said to me the other day, how important is a podcast launch? And I said, the podcast launch is only as important as how long you do the podcast for.
Right.
Like, you can have the best launch in the world. If you do 15 episodes and pack it in, it ain't going to matter that much.
Doesn't matter at all.
Right? Because you didn't level up. Mm-hmm. So many people are worried about having the skills at the beginning, and that's great. But if you don't have the skills to maintain and grow, then you're not going to get the results you want.
We should use the video game analogy more because this is the next level you. In order to get to the next level of the results you want in your life, you have to become the next level version of you. Mm. And I think that that's the frame of this episode is, and again, the title is One Giant Breakthrough from Group Coaching. This is one thing that I've really come to understand. I was on the phone with a client recently and she wanted to take this course. And I think I talked about this a little bit on the last episode. And I remember asking her, like, why do you want to take the course? She's like, well, I feel like it'll help me learn and improve and figure out how to grow my business. And I said, I just want you to understand that the course can definitely inspire you and motivate you and educate you on some stuff. It's very important. But at the end of the day, if you improve your self-discipline, your work ethic, your vision, your effectiveness, your character, your integrity, your leadership in particular, your leadership, then your business will grow. If you don't improve the skills of learning how to build a business, your business won't grow. It's interesting because, and Tony Robbins says this all the time, he says the bottleneck to every business is the psychology and the skills of the owner, the leader. And Kevin and I, without a question, are the bottleneck to growing this business and to building this business. And if you're out there right now, think of yourself as the bottleneck to growing your own life. That doesn't mean you're bad. Doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means, think about this. This is simple. 5 years ago, picture that version of yourself. I'll ask Kevin. 5 years ago, dude, we're having trouble keeping up with it now. You 5 years ago, do you think that you could sustain doing right now?
I remember, honestly, I remember looking at my calendar, and this wasn't even 5 years ago, this was three, and seeing three calls and being like, oh my God, that's going to be such a hard day. And now it's like, it's not that hard at all.
Right.
Like sometimes I do three calls back to back to back after being up for 12 hours.
Right.
You know, so it's like, but would that have ever happened? Right. Like I wasn't capable of that 3 years ago.
Right.
But you're only, it's almost like you can only see the level before you and the next level. Like you can't see the four levels ahead.
Mm.
It's okay. Another great analogy. It literally, imagine that you're playing a video game and it's a screen. Okay. Mario. I think it's like this in Mario. You have the level you're at.
Right.
You can see the one that you just came from and you can see the next one. You can't see anything else.
Oh, yeah. Because they're locked.
Because they're locked. They're not even on the screen. Now, it doesn't necessarily work that well because you can see, if we look back, we can see the past.
Mm.
But you can imagine what the future is like. You don't know yet.
You ever play Diablo 2?
No, back? We've talked about this many times. I was never into that. I don't think I was in the right crew.
Okay. All right, so we'll do this. You played Halo.
A little bit
of Halo, right? Yeah. Way back in the day. So if anyone's listening right now and they ever played video games or had brothers or sisters who played video games, they probably know of Halo. Very famous game. There's three levels. There's easy, normal, hard, and legendary. So there's four levels. When you're playing on legendary, when you first pick up the game, if you play on legendary, you're going to get nowhere. Mm. And then there's levels with within each difficulty. If you start on easy and then learn how to shoot the gun, learn how to use the grenade, learn how to use the controller, and then you go to normal, and then eventually you incrementally jump up to hard, and then eventually legendary, you're actually going to be better off than the person who plays on legendary and then gets killed 10,000 times in a row on the first level and then literally quits and doesn't play Halo anymore. Mm-hmm. That's an analogy for life. If you try to bite off more than you can chew too soon. Taylor Swift, her first concert, I talk about this a lot, was in a backyard barbecue with like the banner like falling and flapping in the wind behind her. If she had done a 60,000 person stadium tour in Foxborough, the very first concert, she would have been terrible and then probably been traumatized and never wanted to sing again. Mm. She would have been booed right off the stage, right? So you have to incrementally improve. And the last example I'll give is Kevin Hart for 13 years was basically, he says, I've been successful the last 3 or 4 years, but the first 13 I said no to by everybody, you know, and everyone sees me successful now, but they don't see me going to give a comedy show to like 15 people in a bar and no one knew my name. You know, it's just interesting. It's interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been afraid to tell your friends or your family what you really wanted out of life? It's clear that you want to get to the next level. Join our private Facebook group.
In that private Facebook group, you're going to get around a growth-minded, like-minded community who all have goals and dreams. That way you won't feel alone. You can be vulnerable. You can be understood. And again, there's nothing more important than getting on a winning team.
To join Next Level Nation, just click the link in the show notes. The other thing, so a lot of what you said earlier in that tied into one of the big breakthrough for me, the giant breakthrough from the group coaching was that exchange and how well this person took it and they ran with it. And that was, I'm very, very grateful for that. And very, very grateful that they trust us to tell them the truth. Genuinely, that means the world.
Right.
But the overall theme of that call was being truthful with yourself. Tell me about your limiting belief. Like, tell me about the thing that scares the hell out of you. Tell me about the reason you don't think you can succeed. Tell me about your fear of success or failure. Right? Like, you have to be not brutally, because I think that makes it negative. You have to be authentically honest.
With yourself.
With yourself. And you have to say, like, look, I was on a call with somebody today, and she had the humility to say, in my relationship, I haven't been a great communicator. That's on me. I haven't been a good leader. That's on me. I haven't shown the vision. That's on me. She will be way more successful in her relationship because of that.
Oh, for sure. Because she admitted it.
Because she admitted
it. And now she's going to work on it.
And now she can make the changes. And I think that's one of the beautiful things that was the breakthrough for me is like everybody owned their stuff.
Yeah.
And like we went into it with them. They jumped up and said, look, yeah, I'm willing to talk about it. And we went in. We did it with three or four different people and it was really, really powerful. But it wouldn't be if they didn't own it first. Imagine. Okay. Imagine that you get to go to an event with your favorite personal development person. Gary Vee, Tony, whoever it is, Rachel Hollis, any of those people, Brendan Burchard, whoever your favorite person is. And you're sitting in the front row. And this person says, hey, I want to help somebody with their problem. Anything that you have going on, let me know. Gary would be, probably from my understanding, Gary would be the most fitting for this analogy because he does the Q&As almost exclusively. Mm. You can literally ask Gary Vee any question in the world you want. He'll give you a great answer. But if you don't go up there and admit your problem to him and be vulnerable,
you won't get it solved.
You won't get the answer.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are living,
right.
And I know I've been that way of like, the Fire Academy, I wanted to ask the questions. I just didn't have the courage. I was afraid. I was afraid to admit that I didn't know.
Why were you afraid?
Judgment.
Yeah. You'd rather look good than actually be good. It's so challenging.
Until you, and this ties in. I had some of the higher grades in terms of the written tests in the Fire Academy. My knowledge got me to the point where it could. When it was time for me to take the practical test, my knowledge didn't get me to that point. The knowledge was great, but I didn't have the practice.
Right.
So I failed. I failed my first practical test at the Fire Academy.
Right.
Right? And I had to go retake it. So my knowledge literally got me. I wasn't good enough to pass the test yet.
What was the story? I wasn't good enough to pass the test yet.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That yet word is so important. Because imagine if you took out the yet word and it was, I wasn't good enough to pass the test. See, that's I never can
right.
and I never will. Right. The other one is I'm not good enough yet. I have to go improve. One of them is so empowering.
That's, I think, like you said, that is a great analogy for life.
Yeah.
Are you strong enough at the gym? Like whatever it is that you do, are you strong enough to lift 20 pounds more? Maybe not yet. That's okay.
Right.
Neither was I. I'm not strong enough yet to lift 20 pounds more than I'm lifting.
Exactly.
Are you ready to make $1,000 more a week? Maybe not yet. Maybe you don't have the necessary knowledge or habits yet. I think it's understand, and that's growth versus fixed mindset right there.
I know. That's what this is.
That's that one shift from like I'm unable to currently do it to I'm making my way to the knowledge, the mentors, the whatever it is to be able to do that. That is life at the end of the day. And I'm convinced that when people say they want something, I want to be a millionaire. Okay. Somebody comes to you and says, I want to be a millionaire. You saying that to yourself. If I said, are you currently capable of making $1 million? And they say, no. Okay, now you're on your journey. Now you just have to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, literally.
And it's like, I think that's just a breakthrough for me because I've been listening to a lot of Uncle Bob Proctor lately. And he talks
Bob
a lot Proctor's about
that. Fire, man.
He just says you have to make a decision.
Right.
You have to make a decision. And one of the beautiful things that he was talking about was everybody wants to talk about where they're going, but everybody realizes where they are.
Yeah, that's what we did on that call. Where are you now?
Where are you right this moment? I know where you all want to go. You want to get to the next level.
Right.
But what level are you at?
Right.
What level are you at? And that was, yeah, it's very powerful.
The first group coaching call was on clarity of core aspirations, core values, core beliefs. The second was PPT and KPI, which is peak performance tracking and your key performance indicator. And I think it's interesting because a lot of that was based on where they want to go. Mm. The third one was basically, where are you now? And you the peak performance tracking was a big mirror for people. You know, we tell ourselves a story that we're either worse than we are or that we're better than we are. It's like this interesting perception versus reality. The numbers don't lie. You know, okay, here's a hopefully an inspiring example. I remember saying to a client recently, was on the phone with me, and she was like, you guys are so inspiring. You and Emilia are like, your relationship is so inspiring. Like, I want that. I want to find that. And we do relationship talks every week, and I absolutely appreciate that. And I do aspire to be in a relationship that is inspiring because that's what I would have needed to see in order to know that it exists genuinely. So I do aspire to that and I appreciate it. But what's interesting is that Emilia at 26 years old is one of the most well-developed, well-rounded, aspirational, intuitive, creative, disciplined, structured humans I've ever met in my entire life. Truly magnificent, like couldn't It's unreasonable. It's amazing. But me at 32 can and is ready to be in and attract and sustain and grow a relationship with Emilia Smith. When I was 26, Kev, I sincerely mean this, I would not have been able to. Her at 26 with me at 26, it wouldn't have worked because I wasn't well-developed enough yet. See, yet. The persons, places, things, and ideas that are in your life right now are attracted to you based on who you are. Based on who you are. I genuinely, and I've come to realize this, like, there are some people that I make uncomfortable. I saw someone that I haven't seen in a very long time last night, a close family member. It's technically not by blood. She's kind of like my cousin. And I could tell. I could tell that I made this person uncomfortable. And I think the reason why is because she sees how much I've progressed. And I'm not like... I've changed so much in such a short amount of time, and I think that can be a little bit shocking to people. And this has nothing to do with me. This has to do with, you have to understand, if you're out there right now, that who you are right now and where you are right now, it's going to require a more well-developed version of you to get to the next level. Einstein says it. He says, you cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it, aka all the problems in your life right now. Instead of trying to just solve them, try to outgrow them. Meaning, I mean, I've talked to Kevin 1,000 times about, why does this keep happening? Why does this keep happening? And it's like, you haven't learned the lesson yet. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's the lesson? And how do I be more effective? And what can I learn from this? It's interesting because we want these results, right? We want these outcomes. We want six-pack abs and we want to be wealthy and all that stuff. But it's like, honestly, those things are byproducts of who we are, you know? And I think that once we acknowledge that and we say, okay, I can't do this yet, but I'm going to work on myself so that I can earn more money, so that I can earn more love, so that I can earn more influence, so that I can earn. I think this idea of earning it is so unbelievably critical. But again, like you said, you have to have some level of growth mindset and self-belief. And I think that's the honest conversation I want everyone to have with themselves is am I willing to earn it? Like group coaching, that's an option for every single one listening right now. We will help you learn how to earn your own success. There's no question. But if you don't want to invest the money or the time or the conscious effort to be more effective, to learn, to grow, to get around more capable humans, it's not just going to happen. There is no magic wand. There is no quick fix. There is no magic bullet. There is no 4-hour work week or 6-minute abs. There just isn't. It's all nonsense. Earning it through sincere virtue is the only thing that's really going to get you to the next level of your life. And that's what Kevin and I are about, heart-driven but no BS. We want to actually help you. We don't just want to pretend to.
And another, again, heart-driven but no BS, when people say you are enough, I agree that you're enough, and I love you for the way you are. But if you have set goals beyond what you're currently capable of, you're not enough to attract those into your life yet.
Yet.
It doesn't mean intrinsically you're a bad person.
Right, you're enough on the macro. But right now on the micro, right, you need to improve.
Right. And like Dave would say, clear the corrosion. You don't even have to think of it as learning something. Maybe it's unlearning something.
Right.
Right? Like, I think that's a good reframe. I think you're enough, and I think you're a loving person, and I think you're great, and I think you're valuable. But it's not up to me to decide that because I didn't decide your goals.
Right.
I think I'm a great person, and I think I'm very valuable, and I think I'm heart-driven, and I think I'm helpful, and I think I'm generous, and I think I'm all that. That's great. I am enough to be at this level. But I'm just not capable of having my dream life yet. And that's okay.
Right.
I would be lying to you guys if I said I was.
Right.
And that I don't want to do that.
Imagine for a second that Kevin decides, I don't want to learn anything more about business. Okay. How much is that going to affect our business?
We'll be Jeffing.
Right. It's like, I think that's the key here is you are enough to figure it out.
That is the key.
You know, you're not enough by default. Like, am I enough to lose 20 pounds right now? Well, if I continue overeating, then no. I think that's the distinction. It's, are you willing to do what's necessary, to learn what's necessary, to mm-hmm. become what's necessary, to love unconditionally, to be a better leader, to be more effective, to grow skills, to read books? Like, I think again, and I think earning it is everything. And I love that you and I try to make those distinctions. You are enough.
Right.
You are enough to figure out how to become more. Mm. But you're not, if you have aspirations higher than where you are right now, you must improve. You must grow. You must amplify. You're enough as you are. Amplify it. Improve it. Grow it.
Yeah. And again, heart-driven but no BS. That's what we want. And it doesn't have anything to do with your intrinsic value as a human.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, if you have big goals, then you have to level up in health, wealth, life, and love to get there.
Right.
And it's just an ever-evolving process of that. This is a deep episode.
It's fire.
I enjoyed this. Ladies and gentlemen, Next Level Nation, we're talking right here. What we're talking about is growth.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best ways to get to the next level of your life is to have people around you that are into growth. They're into self-development. They're into improvement. They're into reading. They're into habits. All of that stuff. If you're looking for the group to surround yourself with who will help you get to the next level, a safe place where you can grow, no judgment, all support, Next Level Nation is the place for you. Private Facebook group, it is in the show notes below. And it's a great place for our family to connect and get to the next level.
If you're in a school, organization, company, charity, you name it, Kevin and I want to come inspire, motivate, and educate your attendees, your organization, your people. We want to come into your community and we want to inject belief. We want to inject inspiration. We want to help. And so what we do is we send a custom questionnaire. We're actually doing one at the Y soon. And we're also doing one in a 75 hard group soon as well. So huge shout out for those. Virtual speech. So no travel required. We're just basically reach out to Kevin or myself, send us a DM, say, hey, I want my free virtual speech at this organization. We're going to send a custom form to the potential attendees, and we completely customize it. The last one was work-life balance and defining success for yourself. But imagine two speakers that want to come in and talk specifically to the actual challenges your organization is facing right now.
Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this. Up next, we have a very special episode with the amazing Kerry Ford. She is, honestly, we were blown away by her. We were genuinely blown away by her knowledge, her expertise, her communication, the way she was able to take complicated things and break them down simply for Jeff. We talked all about growing into your authentic self. That is what she's very big on, leaning into your authenticity. And at the end of the day, that's how you really, really make a change. Enjoy that episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, long pause. We don't have fans, we have family. We will talk to you guys on Sunday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.